Chapter 3. I Want 12 Americans. While the opsols find their way out of Scully's office and O'Mara retreats into his, across the street at the courthouse, it's finally time to start the long-awaited production known as the Bread Store Trial. With four defendants sitting in the county jail, the trial can be a logistical nightmare. It already has a tortured history. The crime happened December 23, 1996. It's more than 4 years later, and jury selection is only now starting in February of 2001. Trying to find dates on the calendar that will work for two assistant district attorneys and four defense lawyers in a courthouse woefully short of judges is like trying to put together a Rubik's Cube while blindfolded. Choosing the jurors, whose lives will be put on hold for much of the year, draws very little attention from the media, but it's the questions asked in these early mornings and afternoons that many lawyers believe determine a trial's outcome. Harold is known around the office as a prosecutor who likes the big show, someone for whom every trial takes on the elements of a lavish production. For more than 2 years, if someone mentioned the Bread Store to a prosecutor in the office, he'd roll his eyes and groan. That ever going to be done? About the worst rap someone can get in a DA's office is you don't go to trial, or when you do, you don't turn it quickly enough. Between the death of Harold's father and a defense lawyer's heart attack and surgery, several years' delay were granted. Harold did manage to get the case through a lengthy preliminary hearing. He got the result he wanted when a judge ordered the defendants held over for trial, but the proceeding took so long that it gave rise to some of the same snide whispers heard around the office in the midst of Harold's last high-profile trial a few years earlier. His detractors say Harold likes the spotlight, but doesn't want to put up with the rigors of trial without some help. Everything's a big emotional spectacle with the guy. He tries a case and adopts a friend. The rest of us just try cases one after the other. Everything's a big fucking deal with Harold. They'd like to see him try one of these alone, like they do. He did the Bread Store prelim alone, and then enlisted Dawn Blade, a fiery redhead, as co-counsel for the trial. But the length and profile of the prelim, a usually perfunctory obstacle most prosecutors try to execute quickly without a hitch, just reinforce the office critics. After arrests are made and charges are filed, a criminal defendant is entitled to a preliminary hearing to determine if there's enough evidence to warrant a full-blown trial. In the